Good afternoon. I'm calling to follow up on the most recently released state guidelines on masking in schools. I want to first let everyone know that we are on top of things and we are good. I know there are many different viewpoints and opinions on masking, and I have heard you all loud and clear. As I have stated before, we don't have control over what is passed down to us from the state, but we do have control over how we respond to these guidelines for our students and community. The new guidelines state that students, faculty, and staff must wear face masks at all times throughout the day other than the following. 1. Eating and drinking when 6 feet or more apart. We have that planned for in our classrooms for breakfast as well as in the cafeteria and lunch areas. 2. When wearing a face covering creates an unsafe condition in which to operate equipment or execute a task. 3. When at least 6 feet apart during face covering breaks to last no longer than 10 minutes. Our plan remains the same, other than we will be practicing frequent face covering breaks throughout the day. We want to keep a healthy balance in keeping students safe, as well as maintaining a conducive atmosphere for learning. One of the biggest concerns I hear is whether students will have to wear their masks for 7 straight hours. The answer is no. In summary, students will need to wear them on the bus, in the halls, and in the class other than breaks. Students will be permitted to remove masks during breakfast, lunch, and during face covering breaks. With that said, every student will have the option of remaining masked at all times if they so choose. We want every student and parent or guardian to feel comfortable with our return to school plan. We also want to answer any questions or concerns you may have. If you have a question or concern, please reach out to your building principal so we can follow up in a timely manner. Once again, we would like to thank you for your continued patience and support.